The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The changes extended the emergency custody time frame, created a database of available beds, and required use of a state facility if a private bed is not found. Assistant Behavioral Health Commissioner Daniel Herr said up to 40,000 crisis response requests are made each month. He compared recent outcomes to a 2013 study.
Approximately 1,400 temporary detention orders were issued a month. Now we have an average of 2,000 temporary detention orders issued every month.
He said the number of adults admitted to state psychiatric hospitals increased by 27%, and the number of clinician-recommended temporary detention orders that were not issued has declined.
In those 6 months, from July through December of 2014, there were 25 events that were reported.
Health Secretary Bill Hazel agreed.
We've gone from, 25 or so a month to 25 in 6 months. No individual has been turned away for absence of a bed.
He also said the high caseload is challenging. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.